You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, we come before you acknowledging that at times your people struggle with boundaries. Sometimes we cross personal boundaries and struggle with our own sense of self. But you give us baptism, which restores ourself, heals us. Help us to confess our faith in you. In your name we pray, amen. Today we're going to talk about Peter, Saint Peter. The name he was given as a child was Simon. And what we know about Simon Peter, he's a saint. Some people call him Saint Peter for good reason. Simon Peter was kind of a manly man. He was rough around the edges. He was most likely the leader of the disciples. But Simon Peter also struggled with personal boundaries. Maybe it was because he had kind of a brash personality. One of the things that we know about him is that as a young adult, he struck out on his own with his brother Andrew. They left their father at a young age, before they met Jesus, to go fishing, to start a business in the Sea of Galilee. There was opportunity at that time because the Roman Empire was looking for food to feed all of the people in their vast empire. So Simon Peter was an entrepreneur. But as I said, he struggled with boundary issues. One such example was when he started following Jesus. Jesus one day was talking about how he would have to go and suffer and die in Jerusalem, that he would be arrested and eventually die on the cross. When Simon Peter heard this, he took Jesus aside and started to rebuke Jesus. He said, "Jesus, come here. Stop talking like that. There's no way that that could ever happen. I don't want to hear that again." To which Jesus responded, he drew the ire of Jesus when Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan." Wow. Talk about a rebuke. It's one thing to not understand. We hear that in John, in the reading of John the Baptizer. He didn't understand why would Jesus be baptized, and he asked him in Jesus. But Peter crossed that line. He didn't respect a personal boundary between rabbi and disciple. And so he had this reprimand from Jesus. You know, that phrase, "get behind me, Satan," is sort of made its way into popular culture. A few years ago, there was a rock and roll album that came out with that title, "Get Behind Me, Satan," by the White Stripes. I happen to like the White Stripes. And I remember when that album came out, it was before I was married or even engaged, and I had to live, you know, like as a roommate situation. I was in a house, and living as a young adult with, you know, roommates, you learned really quickly the importance of personal boundaries. And my roommate actually said that I had boundary issues. At least that's what his diary said. I'm just joking. I have never read anyone's diary. That's just a joke. But I did learn the importance of boundary issues. This roommate and I, we shared a bathroom. And right when I moved in, I put something in the wrong place. And the next day, all of my stuff was like all the way over against the wall, kind of stacked up. And so the message came through loud and clear. There's an invisible line down this bathroom, and as long as we observe that, there was peace. Personal boundaries. One of the reasons why people struggle with personal boundaries is when they don't have a clear sense of self and identity. When you're not clear about who you are, it's kind of fuzzy, the boundary between you and other people, and thus boundary issues can happen. One extreme of a boundary issue is like enmeshment, where you're with other people and you get so wrapped up into their feelings and their thoughts that maybe you have a tendency to rescue, to be a rescuer or codependent. That's kind of one extreme. Another example of having a boundary issue and not being clear on yourself is to lack self-awareness. And you just kind of stumble around. Maybe you step on people's toes, literally or figuratively. That was Peter. Peter struggled with his own sense of who he was. This came really clear into focus when Jesus was arrested. And before he was arrested, they were having dinner, and Jesus said, you know, one of you is going to betray me. And Simon Peter goes, well, that would never be me. And Jesus says, okay, if that's fine, it's not going to be you. But don't think too highly of yourself, Peter, because tonight you're going to deny me 3 times. And Peter said, no way, I would never do that. I'm your right-hand man. I'm the leader of the disciples. You can count on me, Jesus, until the end. But as soon as Jesus was arrested, Peter folded. He caved. When he was confronted by officials asking him, weren't you one of the disciples? He wasn't clear on who he was, and he denied it. Not once, twice, but 3 times. And the cock crowed, and he became painfully aware. Each and every one of us, I'm sure, at times struggle with our own boundary issues, with being secure in who we are. But there's good news. Through the gift of baptism, God helps us to understand who we are. God forgives us of our sins. God gives us eternal life. And most importantly, God gives us an identity through baptism. That is what we talked about with the children. And when Jesus got baptized, he didn't have sin. He didn't need to repent, but it marked the beginning of that identity given through baptism. You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And like I said to the children, I say again, Jesus didn't keep that to himself. He wasn't selfish. He shares that with us so that when we are baptized, God says the same thing. You are my child. With all your uniqueness, your name, your strengths, your weaknesses, you are mine. And we can be secure in that. It changes everything. It gives us a sense of identity. When we do a baptism, there are 8 steps. And during this season of Epiphany, we're talking about those 8 steps. Last week, we learned about the Magi. And the Magi came, and does anyone remember what they did to Jesus? They presented themselves. That's the first step of baptism, is just to come to God and say, I'm here. That's what the Magi did. And now the second thing in the liturgy of baptism is what Peter did, is to confess that Jesus is God. For as often as Peter messed up, he also had some tremendous highlights, and his confession is one of them. He was the first of the disciples to confess his faith in God through Jesus Christ. This coming Saturday, the 18th, is the feast day for St. Peter and his confession. And when he confessed his faith in Jesus, Jesus gave him a new identity. Your name is no longer just Simon, it's Simon Peter. Peter meaning the rock, Petros, the rock on which I build my church. And in tradition, we hold that Peter was the first bishop. With all of his rough edges and his shortcomings, God worked grace through him to be a great leader of the church. And we are called to follow in his example to confess our faith in Jesus. Like the Magi did, we present ourselves, and like Peter did, we confess or profess our faith. And it doesn't just give us an identity, but it makes a difference in the world. Our reading this morning, thank you, Lois, from the book of Acts, it's Peter preaching. And Peter now, he's gone through all of his highs and lows, and now he's really taking off as a leader. And because of his preaching, Cornelius comes to faith and is baptized. Cornelius is the first non-Jewish person to have ever been baptized, the first Gentile. Cornelius was a Roman centurion. Roman centurions are kind of like how we think of Navy SEALs. They were the best of the best. They were big deals. And to think just maybe a year earlier when a Roman questioned Peter if he was a disciple, Peter totally caved, oh no, not me. Now he's preaching to a centurion saying, yes, I do follow Jesus, and you should too. And Cornelius comes to faith, is baptized, and has his whole family baptized. Because God's grace working through Peter. Because Peter professed his faith. So I invite you, sisters and brothers, to confess your faith, profess your faith, present yourselves to God. And in doing so, we remember, we refresh our baptism, we stand secure. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.